Are you ready for Star Time? Thank you, and thank you very kind. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
wild back in the jungle.
How about it? This is the Hound, and we're hitting Rocktober in a big way. This is our first Rocktober show, right?
It's true. And you know what comes after that, folks? November.
Say that again, Will Brooks.
I said, and you know what comes after that, folks? Bovember.
Right, Bovember, then Danning January, and we don't know what to do.
AC December.
And we don't know what to do for May, right, again this year. But, right, this is WFMU East Orange. There is a two-drink per song minimum.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with these new policies in the new place, I'm going to live vicariously through you folks. So.
Yeah, so call in with those
first
scores.
First off, yeah, turn on the Oakland game and let me know what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And, roll a bone, go get a six-pack, it's Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, if you feel like cleaning your guns while you're watching the set and getting drunk, go ahead.
Go right ahead and do it.
Open those beers and feed them to God.
So we're going to do the news thing. We got a blues hangover, hillbilly hangover, vom like we always do. We got a Watusi freeze out a little later. We're going to try to get a vibe report on. Yeah. We're going to try to get a vibe report on the air somehow. I know it didn't work out last week.
Where there's a will, there's a way. If somebody would just bring in the crank, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so should we just hit it, rock into it,
yeah,
and figure it out?
Yeah.
Okay, now let me find the play button for this thing.
Oh, is it going to make that noise again?
I hope not. No, that noise? Yeah, that was amazing, right?
Did you listeners get that one?
Yeah, that was our sister Rayathon. Okay, we got one from Louis Jordan, I think, right over here.
One more oscillator and we could have gotten a grant.
See, that didn't work.
It was starting to work.
Yeah. I'm just trying to get, like,
it's a count three kind of thing. It's like those turntable tone arms where they just sort of drift record word.
I think this will be the Louis Jordan cut. That's it. Got it.
Big Bird, Big Bird from Key West. She fine, she fine, she fine, she mine, oh mine. They keep rocking and rolling till the break of dawn. When the sun comes up, they keep rocking on. Big Bess, Big Bess from Key West. She fine, she fine, she fine, she fine, she mine. Big Bess, Big Bess, a Big Bess, a Big Bess, a Big Bess.
Well, now dig this. Thank you. ladies go tweet, tweet, tweet. My baby, oh, when she walks down the street, all the birdies go tweet, tweet, tweet. My baby, she got so fat, band, and he say, hey, me baby. My baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, my baby, she's coming back home, yeah, my baby. She's coming back home, home, baby. You see, she got so fat, band, and he say, hey, me baby.
Listen to the sounds of hell.
Good morning, Judge. I'm here again, just before you and your jury, miss. Now, if you give me a chance, I'll try to explain why I deserted my wife, Eva. Now, I know she's my best gal, it's true, but how would you like for your wife to give to you? She gave me beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
Oh, what a gal!
String beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, beans. Beans, boy.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine. Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, 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 boy. Children over here, let them speak for themselves. Please hear what they have to say. Now gather around here, children, and tell the judge what you made. Go ahead and tell him what your mammy give you each and every single day.
Beans for my breakfast, beans for my lunch, beans at supper time.
She had
string beans, baked beans, boiled beans, navy beans, beans, rain or shine.
Well, she had no ham, no chicken, no lamb. She gave me beans, beans, beans. Now I work and I give my wife every cent, just to buy the food and pay house rent. But her ways, it filled me with a discontent, so I thought it was best that I leave her. Now I know she's my best gal, it's true, but how would you like for your wife to give to you?
Beans, beans,
beans in the morning.
Beans, beans, beans.
That's what she give me.
Beans, beans,
beans for supper.
Beans, beans, beans.
She's a fool.
Beans, beans, beans.
I'm cutting out.
Beans, no more beans.
Tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Well, I got the bug, got the itch, got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in. Got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a mix, and I gotta keep moving, boy. Well, I went to a party with a friend named Mike. Party where the cats are gonna dance all night. At the door, I met a girl named Sue. Said, hey, babe, I'll do the itch with you. I got the bug. I got the itch. Got the bug, I got the itch, and I'm really in a fix, and I gotta keep moving, boy. Hang on. Then I met Pat, my dungaree doll, taking that took to the sawmill ball. Started toward me, and then I knew that my doll, she was an itch. I got the bug. I got the itch. Got the bug, got the itch, and I'm really in a fix, and I gotta keep it moving, boy. When the clock struck one, we were going strong. From about two, well, the band was gone. The record started spinning and
I guess you know. Last 2 weeks you could hear the rooster crow. Got the bug. Got the itch. Got the bug. Got the itch. And I'm really in a mix. And I gotta keep moving for a rainbow.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. WFMU, East Orange, I'm the Hound. And folks, it don't get any better than this.
That's so true.
Unfortunately for you.
The eastern ascent of Mount Orange.
Yeah. Oh, what was that? Was Rex Garvin with... Oh, yeah. We heard Carl Cherry and the Itch, the Shadows with Beans. Ron Holden and the Thunderbirds with My Babe. We opened up with Louis Jordan and Big Bess from Key West. Mickey Baker.
Power assist from Mickey Guitar Baker.
Yeah. Big time power assist. Anyhow... Oh, should we launch into our weekly news tirade?
Yeah, I guess.
You want to launch or shall I?
Why don't you fire away and I'll fall back.
Okay. Now this is really strange. Connecticut is plagued by wasps. We knew that. And New York is plagued by, oh, never mind. Hartford, Connecticut, an unusual influx of yellow jackets and other wasps is adding an unwanted sting to outdoor activities in Connecticut this fall.
Ouch.
I don't want to say I've never seen a year like this before, but it's got to be right up there, said Robert E. B. Moore, an entomologist at the State Agricultural Experiment Station in Windsor. Mild weather has made Connecticut a paradise for yellow jackets, bald-faced hornets, and European giant hornets. Moore advises picnickers to avoid flailing the wasps to shoo them away. Remain quiet. That will probably bore them to some degree.
Yeah, jeez.
There you go.
You got to keep those wasps at arm's length. I mean, they got the good taste in interior furnishings and stuff. But
they got the money, but they sting. Oh, here's a from the retarded excuse department. Apollonia. That's the, she's one of the prince... High-tech prince
the
babes.
Yep. Woman, thy name is vanity?
You mean Fallopia?
Yeah.
No, Apollonia, ex-protege of Prince, has an explanation for why the L.A. cops found her buying a dime bag of pot from a 10-year-old girl recently. I've been doing research for my screenplay, Homegirl, she said.
Oh,
I tried to call the Beverly Hills police to see if they could help me, but they weren't very cooperative.
Hello, Beverly Hills police? Do you know where I could score some pot?
So Apollonia, who says she's never smoked marijuana, set out to score some one night in L.A., when the police were doing a major sweep in MacArthur Park. I explained to the officers what I was doing, but they still kept putting the handcuffs on me. I'm aware that it's a very big mistake. I left the cake out in the rain. No, yeah.
Well, in the
poor Apollonia.
Part two of that celebrity excuse department. Vanessa Vadim, a student at Brown University, and also coincidentally the daughter of Jane Fonda and high-class French pimp movie director Roger Vadim, was busted last night in our very lower, our beloved Lower East Side, scoring junk. Her ridiculous excuse, she and her boyfriend were arrested along with a homeless man at about 8 a.m. yesterday. Her ridiculous excuse, according to Captain Stephen Nasta, commander of the Manhattan South Narcotics Union, was, quote, "We're down from college doing a study on narcotics use," which is hard to believe at this time of the morning, according to this guy.
So some go, some students
those
just
two have
been
to used up
overtime.
Well, there it is, man.
Oh, shall we renounce? Denounce?
Is there anything to renounce? I mean, is
oh,
there
yeah,
anything to live for?
It's Rocktober, folks. Let's see. Where should we... Well, tonight at the Ritz is Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm not recommending... Listen, if you go to the Ritz to see Jerry Lee, he's great. Mm-hmm. But if you get your face kicked in by bouncers for farting too loud, don't say the hound didn't tell you.
Yeah.
But on the...
$5 Budweiser is a $5 Budweiser is a $5 Budweiser.
Yeah, but on the good side of things, the world-famous Blue Jays at the Ludlow, it's free to get in. Beer's $2, and they've been... They rocked into Rocktober with a version of the Ballad of John and Yoko that just wowed them.
Yeah, no, I was amazed.
Yeah. And
but that's not
with,
tonight.
No, that's Thursday night.
Yeah.
Also, well, tonight, you want to know what's on tonight? Over at the Pyramid Club, Crave featuring Laurie S.
Yes.
Right?
And the guy that right makes the burritos over
right,
at
right across the street, DeWillie's at the Wawa Hut featuring Jenna.
Yep.
So it's like the female bass battle on Avenue A. They're going to face off the SVTs, one on each side of Avenue A at 7th mm-hmm. Street and blast. Think? Good idea?
Yeah, I think it's a fine idea. What song do you think?
What's one with a bass solo? I don't know.
I don't know. My Generation.
My Generation, yeah. Okay, Carl Perkins is at the China Club. I've never been there. I don't know anything about it.
Department.
Monday night at the Continental Divide, the Senders, also free. I like this trend of bands playing, you know, these residencies in bars for free.
Yeah.
You know, the Ludlow, very comfortable place to see a band, the Ludlow, you know, yeah. Like totally happening.
It doesn't help, it doesn't hurt that they all listen to the radio show, too, and you, I don't know, you get three drinks out of it. I don't get diddly squat, but there it is.
You didn't get diddly squat?
No.
I got a couple of drinks, but, you know.
Slightly.
Midnighters, Tuesday, October 17th, that's the week after next, Lone Star Roadhouse. Mark your calendar, they're the greatest live show in the world.
Yep.
I'm going to see the Stones Tuesday. We'll get to the Stones news a little later,
yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, no, the entertainment news comes in the subsequent portion of the program. Man.
Yeah.
Why are you going to see the Stones, Hound?
Because I love them. I'm paying $30, me and the Skull, we're going... You know, Shea
you guys
Stadium.
You can't leave without the bandana and the T-shirt, so you'd tack on another $50 right there.
No. But, you know, I mean, because I've gone every year since 72, every Stones tour, you know. I mean, nobody else would get me out there except the Stones.
Gotten to know those five dots pretty well by now, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, there's got to be some. I'd go just to see them do 2,000 light years from home. They're doing that. It's got to be better than, you know, anything else out there because it's the Stones. And I just ignore Mick Jagger.
It's got to be.
I just ignore Mick Jagger and Ron
you
Wood.
Is that movie, man?
What movie?
Whoa. That tour movie that was like, that's on every time.
Give Me Shelter? I like that one.
No, not the
not the snuff movie?
No, the aerobics one.
Well, because they cut the snuff scene out of that one.
Out of the aerobics one?
Yeah.
But somebody, like, you know, pitched out of their BMW drunk and cracked their skull open in the parking lot?
I'm pulling your leg there, Bruce.
Oh, okay.
I think it's time for Blues Hangover.
I think so, too.
With, you know, the song that gave us the idea for the whole thing. We'll kick it off. Slim Harpo. If this thing... One
atomic batteries to power,
this
turbines
thing never
to speed.
Works right.
Table here. I knew I didn't drink all this by myself. I must have had a blues hangover. What's this? My check. And I don't have change for a grasshopper. That's two crookers. Here come Pro. Sent him for this doggy. But he ain't got no money. Look like he done lost everything he ever has had. Ain't that a come off? Hear me. I done give my baby $20 for a Christmas present. All I got was a slice of jelly cake. And Sam done ate that up. Now that's a whoop, Jenny. Well, I believe I'm going back on the stem now. With James Rudolph and Tomcat. Get my head bad again. Don't seem like nothing's going right for me today. All right. Here I go. Same old thing again. Look out now.
What you finna do? Get some queen bee barbecue? Say, look here, man, why don't you pick me up some rib and a hot pepper and some potato salad and bring me some Louisiana hot sauce and some white bread and one of them big red soda waters, all right? Say, man, wait up. I'll just go with you. Say, man, look here. Let's take your car, right? I'm a little low on gas. And say, man, how about you loan me five so I can get some of that fine queen bee barbecue?
Yes, one, two, three.
That show is some fine barbecue. I don't need lots of barbecue flavors now. Let me tell you about it. But Queen Bee is the best barbecue there.
Barbecue.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
minute. Say, man, it's something brand new at Queen Bee Barbecue. Now, Queen Bee got the drive-through window.
Barbecue,
order,
please.
Yeah, say, baby, give me some of that barbecue chicken. Give me one wang and a showtime. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Would you like some
fries? Yeah. Fries? Say, girl, what's the matter with you? Give me some pig skin. You got pig skin?
Yes, we do. We have pig skin.
Yeah, well, look here. Give me some pig skin, baby, all right? Say, wait a minute. How much is that?
That's $1.84.
Uh-huh. Well, wait just a minute, baby. Oh, yeah. Give me a small red soda water with that, all right? And be sure to put some extra napkins in the stack, all right, baby?
Okay.
Give me some extra salt, too.
Would you drive through, please?
Brand new at Queen Bee. And it's waiting for you. Drive through and see. And enjoy Queen Bee Barbecue. So good.
You done made me love you. Now you wanna do me wrong. You done made me love you. Now you wanna do me wrong. Now you say you don't want me. All the love you had. Tell me why did you hurt me, break my heart in two? Tell me why did you hurt me, break my heart in two? Well, I'm blue and lonely, don't know what to do. Well, forgive me, baby, if I ever did you wrong. Well, forgive me, baby, if I ever did you wrong. You know I love you, baby, come on. Ever since you've been gone, well, I suffer. Ever since you've been gone, you know I love you, baby. Come on. Well, so many nights and days I've been alone. Well, so many nights and days I've been alone. Well, loners have got me, baby, and I can't go on.
Don't forget the mustard. Don't forget the onion. I gotta go see my girl. Hold that bun in a hurry. People looking at me like I've been left. Don't forget my toothpick. Now where's my popcorn?
cuts all night service. That's right. Now you can get that fine tasting barbecue whenever you take the mind to it. Say, man, we split that little game just in time.
Sure did.
Yeah, man.
Hey, dude, I think the police saw us, man.
Say, man, I was rolling them hot, weren't I?
Sure was.
Yeah, man. Say, did you count your bread yet, man?
Sure did. Say, man, where we headed?
Say, man, we finna go over to Queen Bee Barbecue and eat about 50 pound of rib, man. Can you dig it?
Yeah, yeah. All right.
Say, man, turn the jam up for me.
Your order, please.
Yeah, baby, look here. I need 6 order of rib, 2 quarter potato salad, 4 pepper, peanut roundup, and 1 moon pie, baby. And bring it all fair because I am one hungry man. Look out now.
Say, man.
Say, do you hear what I hear, man?
Say, baby,
man.
Could you hear that out of
there?
Man. In a real fast, big hurry.
Oh, man, how the dude know where we was, man?
When a man needs barbecue after 3, ain't but one place to go. And that's Queen Bee.
Now, everybody know Queen Bee never closed. Mmm, so good.
Why he say to me, I wouldn't say in the right.
Stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
Don't.
beat while back in the States.
Right. This is the hound. I do chicken right.
So smooth.
Yeah, so mellow. Oh.
So round, so firm, so fully packed.
I can't follow that up. I don't know. That was Evan Carroll and the Tempos with Come Back Baby.
It certainly was.
Edgar Blanchard, Lottie Mama. That's the all-time greatest guitar solo, utilizing less than one note. The Carroll Brothers with Red Hot. Teddy Reynolds with Puppy Dogs. Oh, let's send that one out to Samuel Clemens Boyer.
Yeah.
Youngest member of the radio family.
Still wet behind the ears.
And we opened up with Paul Kearns and I'm a Mean Squared Daddy. And...
the next two of us.
Yeah. Oh, let's go through the renouncements one more time.
Thanks.
Okay, we'll do it like by day order. How's that?
I think that makes more sense as far as like people like spilling ink all over their calendars.
All right, today, what are your entertainment choices tonight? Is the shemale bass battle of Avenue A on one side of the street, are Laurie S. and Crave at the Pyramid Club? On the other side of the street are Jenna McGrath and DeWillies at the Wawa Hut, as you know, at the corner of 7th and 8th tonight.
Your move, as it says in the Times.
Carl Perkins at the China Club. Jerry Lee,
you hairstyle admirers.
Yeah, Jerry Lee Lewis at the Stinkin' Ritz. Monday night, the Senders at the Continental Divide with Gas Hounds.
Did we do that one already?
Wah.
Oh, never mind.
Ooh. Thursday night at the Ludlow Cafe, the world famous Blue Jays. They're also at the Lone Star one night this week, right?
Was that right?
Monday night they're at the Lone Star, I think.
The Ludlow Street Cafe thing cannot be underestimated in terms of sheer fun for nothing.
Free to get in, $2 a beer, and the world famous Blue Jays demonstrating the correct use of sideburns and guitars in rock.
There you go.
And, okay, getting to next week, Saturday night, the A-Bones are at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick,
with
New Jersey. With the Pussy Willows. And a week from Tuesday, Hank Ballard and the Midnighters at the Lone Star Roadhouse.
Well, let's crank it back a couple of days there, Hound, because next Thursday night, like a week from 2 days ago, we're going to be playing somewhere in Port Chester. So, folks, if you're in Port Chester, figure out where and be there. Also,
where's
some kind
Port
of benefit
Chester?
At Maxwell's on Friday. Does this mean that, like, after they have the Maxwell's benefit, they can open, like, the Maxwell's canteen?
Record canteen next door, probably.
Is that what this is for?
Are you playing at the Maxwell's benefit?
Apparently we are, yeah, along with the Jays, the band that everybody in this room is talking about.
As Todd picks his teeth and says to himself, sucker.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting free record privileges at the canteen.
Okay, let's get back to the news.
Okay.
Ain't that a howl? Coyotes roam New York suburbs. New York is going to the dogs, wild dogs, that is. Police report coyote sightings in the northern New York suburbs of Putnam County, and one town official is warning neighborhood children to stay out of the woods. I guess these coyotes were huffing paint in the woods, huh?
Uh-huh.
Kent Town supervisor, unpronounceable name, said he looked out the window last Saturday to see a crazy-looking dog in his yard quietly drinking from his duck pond. Folks, if you leave ducks out, you're going to attract coyotes. There's no two ways
it's
about
that
it.
It's simple. Smoke PCP, see weird things.
Yeah.
It's the law.
Keep ducks in the house. When he realized the dog was a coyote, he told his wife to grab a camera, but when she opened the door, the animal vanished. And this got into page 13 of the Post.
Yeah.
He said the coyotes have occasionally been seen in the area, but the incidences are now on the rise. Now let me give you some coyote information here. A typical coyote is about 30 pounds, size of a small dog. They can breed with dogs, but you will get a very high, strong, and unpaper-trainable pooch.
Yeah, very mangy and ugly-looking as well.
Most coyotes will just eat rodents and the small deer, and they seldom attack people. But if you're a little kid and you're scared of it, there's a good chance you're going to lose a paw.
Yeah.
So be careful.
So, folks, you know, all you listening in Putnam County, you may as well do what they do in the Southwest. Shoot them, tack them up to the side of, well, you don't have a barn or anything like that, so just tack them up on the side of your tract home. It'll look good.
Maybe if we make it over to our neighborhood, we can hope for some pit bull coyote grudge matches.
Or some breeding, a little eugenics there.
Yeah. Well, since we're on the subject of my family here, every ad has its day. The Ralstein Purina Company is telling New Yorkers it may have to scoop to help them deal with the oops, I stepped in it problem. Huh? Okay, I'll explain that. A full-page ad in
journalism.
You know, a full-page ad in yesterday's New York Times depicts a disgusted briefcase-carrying businessman standing on one foot, glancing at the underside of his other shoe.
Because he stepped on his crack vial.
Yeah. Ever notice how so many New Yorkers walk with their heads down? It's not because they're unfriendly. It's just because they don't want to step in it, Purina said. If more dogs in New York ate Purina High Pro, it would seem like there were less dogs in New York. The ad goes on to explain the more nutrients a dog digests, the less number two he makes on the street.
Uh-huh.
And supposedly High Pro's digestibility means, get this, smaller, firmer stools. Something I think we all can use, folks. A spokesman said the dog's...
Andy, you want to run out and get a sack?
The dog's food digestibility quotient is 82% versus 70% of other leading brands. That's right, folks. 12% less dog crap you have to pick up.
There is a high incidence of dogs drinking beer, I guess, but judging from the kind of turds that we have on the Lower East Side. But
it sounds like it'd be simpler just not to feed them.
That works, except for they only last... it brings their lifespan down to about 5 days.
Oh.
Anyway, play some records. What do you say? How about it?
How about it?
Got
Let's
one queued
go
up.
With the game.
Last,
hey, folks, who's dumber,
last,
Vin Scully or that jerk that does a late night program?
The last we heard was Ricky hit two homers.
Mm-hmm.
They were ahead, what was it, 6-3? 6-2?
I don't know. I told Jared
called in with a partial like 15 minutes ago.
So, Jared, who's dumber?
Big Jared. Oh,
Costas
by the way,
the
guy from KCR who wanted to know last week, that was the Jays doing real cool time. Okay, you got it. This week we're not going to play that, though. We're going to play Sco doing it. But anyway, we got one queued up, Redheaded Woman. Check it out.
Dude.
Well, if you're better sitting on a hot tin roof, and if you're better sitting on a hot tin roof, and if you're better looking for a gallon of loose, I got a whole lot of loving just waiting in the oven. When she looks my way, I almost lose my mind. When she looks my way, I almost lose my mind. I'm just waiting for the come on sign. I'd like to hook her if I hadn't to fly. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. I said a sugar and a spice and a everything night round. I can handle all that woman can serve. My angles were just made for her curve. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. Well, my red-headed woman. I've been a sugar and a spice and a everything nice.
I'm writing this letter, knowing that you ain't ever read it. But each time I write you, darling, I pen where lips can't say. Because I love you, although you're so far away. My words carry me that love alone can't tell. And always hope and wish you well. Oh, my darling, please remember me. Please. Darling, what is there worse on this earth than to be unable to stop loving you, knowing well that I should. To me, a black day, to me, a black night. And to kiss and love, and then have to fight. Oh, my darling, let me whisper sweet words of his mortality, and discuss the poverties of love, and put them together, and what have you had?
Folks, he said epistemology.
Oh, my darling, please hear that, please. Darling, oh, how I love you, really do. But you're just won't be true.
This is a hit.
But baby, baby, don't let them tell you I'm too young.
Such a pretty baby.
So young, my teenage love, so young, my darling.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I desire your lips warm as fire, and the thrill when you're near me. As our love may grow, it will hurt me, I know, for our love can never be.
Oh.
Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me.
Oh, baby.
Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
That's right, baby.
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you. Sweetheart, I want you so bad. This love is driving me mad, but what can I do? So young, too young, that's what they tell me. Oh, I know that I'll cry, and I know that I'll die when they take you away from me.
Such a pretty baby.
I'm feeling so blue, for I know that it's true, I can never have you.
Oh, baby.
Where you at, honey? Bend over, I'll drive you to Newark. I tell the broad daylight, but I can hurt you in time.
next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, it's a Saturday night at the old dance hall. We are ballin' a jack and a howl on a bar. The cats will pick 'em up and then they lay 'em down. The music starts to really dig that sound. Everybody moving tonight. Well, everybody's moving, yes, well, everybody's feeling just right. Well, everybody's moving, yes, well, everybody's moving tonight. Well, you could grab your gal with a haul of your might. But you will hug her once and then you kiss her twice. But you could tell her what he means to you. And then you really pop the blues. Everybody's moving, yes, well, everybody's moving tonight. Well, everybody's moving, yes, well, everybody's feeling just right. Everybody's moving tonight. Well, I want you, gal, and I need you so. Well, are you the kind of sweetie in the know? When I'm dancing so close to you, you know exactly what to do. Everybody's moving, yes, well, everybody's moving tonight. Well, everybody's moving, yes, well, everybody's feeling just right.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange, Bird's the Word. All right, that was Glenn Glenn. Or is that pronounced Glenn Glenn?
I believe it's pronounced Glenn Glenn. I have no idea whether it's the same one that did the sound on all those old sitcoms.
Everybody moving. No, it's not. Counting backwards, Earl Gaines, It's Love, 24 Hours a Day. Clyde Stacey with So Young, The Medallions and The Letter. That's right, Pismotology and The Puppetoots of Love. Vernon Green, the lead singer of The Medallions, is actually, this is a late-breaking report here. He'll be tonight at Schutzen Park Main Hall, 3167 Kennedy Boulevard, North Bergen. On the bill, in addition to Vernon Green, is Arthur Lee May, The Five Discs, and The Sultans.
What, no Brooklyn Bridge?
201. No, these are all good R&B groups. This isn't, this isn't trash like that. Yeah, this is good stuff. Eric, it's 201-365-0049 for more information. You can go there and ask Vernon Green what he meant by Puppetoots of Love. I would, but I don't feel like it. We open up with the Rebel Rousers and Redheaded Woman. Okay, as you know, last week, if you don't know, I'll tell you right now, we couldn't get the Viber put on the air, but we're going to try it ourselves. We're going to take technology into our own hands.
Some science having gone
so
too
to
far.
Science is completely out of control.
Still smoking our faces in soot from last week's attempt, folks. So
let's try this.
Let's give it a shot.
We're going to try to call Sko and Sko, okay?
Sko, sit there, wait for the phone to ring.
Yeah.
How about it? He's dialing the body number. $225 in our Dialing for Dollars jackpot. He's dialing.
Now I can't get a line out.
Because Andy's on. This has got to be even more fun to listen to at home than it is for me to watch.
I think it's going to work.
Famous last words.
It's ringing.
One ring. $225.
It's not the cleanest line I've ever heard. Hello.
Oh, you can look forward to some other unclean lines.
Hello.
Sure.
Roscoe.
No.
Is Roscoe there?
No, he isn't.
Is this Jack Boy?
Yeah.
Well, this is the Vibe Report. We're trying to get Roscoe.
Oh, he's at the studio.
He's at the studio. Oh, well, you don't have a vibe report for us, do you, Jacques Boy?
No.
No? Okay, well, thanks a lot.
All right, man.
Well, the technology worked, and Roscoe bummed out on us.
Jeepers, creepers.
The dude's in the stew.
Yeah, well.
Mixing and matching.
See, now Andy's on O2, so if he's trying to call, he's getting a busy signal.
Hey, right, Andy.
Screw it, let's
Andy,
just...
Andy, get off the phone.
Now, let's just... I'm not going to sit here and wait for the vibe, like, on mic with nothing to say. Let's just bomb. What do you say?
Okay, I say, let's bomb.
We got,
did
yeah,
I say that right?
Well, yeah, we got four choices. We can start.
True move.
We can kick it off with the, let's get the vibes out of there, actually. They're bringing me down. We can kick off with Creedence doing Walk in the Water, the Sonics doing He's Waiting, the Jays doing Do It for Hank, or Sko doing Real Cool Time.
Can you play all four of them simultaneously?
Yes, we could do that. You want me to do that?
Yes.
No, that's, it'd be sound like crap.
Well, come on. Sort of fit in better on the usual program.
We can put them in, any order. Or we can mix them up. No choice.
What are you asking me for? You're the professional broadcaster here.
Professional is only when you get paid, brother.
Johnny doesn't ask Ed McMahon
kick it off with
what
the
song
J's,
the band's going to play.
And we'll work our way counterclockwise around the turntables. How's that?
Now you're gonna learn that life.
No, I don't wanna go. 3, 2, 1, blast off!
1, 2, 3, 4!
Yuckum, yuckum! 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 Yuckum, yuckum!
Back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound. That was today's Vom Sep. You know, the unrestrained use of excessive volume. Except somebody came down from upstairs and said, turn it down, Hound.
What was up with that, man?
Well, he's the boss. He works hard. I think he's probably trying to take a nap up there, I guess.
Yeah,
anyway, that was the Stones with Empty Heart. Chances are they won't do that one this week.
Empty Heart.
Right. That's how it's spelled right there.
Yeah.
Counting backwards, King Yusinevich and his Yusinevich Tones.
You mean they're not going to do that on the Steel Wheels tour?
Huh?
They're not going to do that on the Steel Wheels tour?
I don't think so. They're doing some weird ones, though. Creedence with Walk on the Water. We open up with, Sonics with He's Waiting. We open up with the world famous Blue Jays and Do It for Frank. Why do they keep writing songs about a lesbian folk singer, folks? You're going to have to ask Jer down at the Ludlow Thursday
confused.
Night. Yeah.
It's not that it's confusing, it's that I'm confused.
Okay, so we can do the Stones news, or we can push our luck and go searching for a vibe report with this phone number I've been handed.
Well, you got the wilderness music going. Maybe we should put up the Roscoe Blind and go hunting.
You want to try this thing?
What the
All
hell?
Right. We're going to try one more time, folks.
Fun with receptionists.
Let's see, how do we do this? Okay.
Once again, folks, this looks even better than it sounds. Pound is dialing. $250 and I've got $50 jackpot now. Since we had no success in the last call.
It's ringing.
All you have to do is name today's movie.
Hi, is Roscoe there?
Do not session. Roscoe would be rude.
The Delords.
Okay, hold on, please. Your name is?
The Hound.
Pardon?
The Hound.
Hold on, please.
Honest.
Hold
I didn't on. Even think that up myself.
Hold on for a second.
It's working so far, folks.
Well, we should probably get the vibe loop out.
There's an idea. Or like some sort of like weird Hitchcock tension music. Much as I admire the ducks.
I too admire ducks.
Here.
Just don't leave them near the coyotes in the pond.
Yeah, I'm just afraid we're going to be surrounded by coyotes when we try and get out of here. Tack up a few pelts on this place.
Nice buzz on the line, huh, folks?
Hello?
Roscoe.
Yo!
Ah, we found you.
Hey, far out.
Okay, vibe report time.
Are we on?
You're on.
We're on.
So is Jack. So is your mom.
My mom?
No, I'm just kidding. Ah, that scared him, though, right?
Yeah, he had me going for a second.
Okay.
Today's State of the Vibe report is coming to you from the Hit Factory, room number 3.
Got any big celebs up there in the next room?
Well, we haven't seen any, but I haven't seen any food come up here either.
We haven't seen any food either.
I'm just working on a tambourine part here.
could be rough.
Nice
well, it's, you know, folks. This is the difference between, you know, $20,000 and $200,000.
All right, $20,000, you play your own tambourine. $200,000, they go out and hire a tambourine banger.
No, well, and then get about 4 or 5 other guys to figure it out for a while.
Yeah.
We had actual guys with suits on in here for a while.
You got the ball game on?
The ball game's on in the other room.
I know that Oakland was ahead 6-5 last we heard.
I haven't looked.
Okay, anyway. We're
looking through Babo's pictures. He's got some pretty good pictures.
That's fascinating.
A lot of them doing, I guess it's a radio site gag alert.
You know. So, have you even thought about the vibe?
Any thought about the vibe?
Yeah.
Still off
today's
the
vibe, it's probably falling on a lot of deaf ears since it's such a wonderful day outside.
Well, it's a little chilly, you know. We got the
Marv Albertson.
Yeah.
It is the weather for the North man.
Yeah, so to speak, as we found out on our block, first cold
the
day.
North man, yeah, first, it is kind of nice. Yeah. How they,
first cold day, we rule the block.
Yeah, it's, I think the, you used to think that the frost was only good for sort of like ending allergy season, but it does seem to quiet down the Puerto Ricans on the street, too, you know?
Yeah.
The first frost. It's sort of when the pumpkin goes back into the ground or something.
That's what they say.
Yes.
Ask him if he's still on the wagon.
Have you got the vibe music on? I can't hear it.
If the vibe music is on, hear it now?
Yeah, I can. Oh, see, no wonder.
What you can't hear is Il Bruch because we're doing it through the this weird auxiliary phone
usually
system.
Because usually that thing helps me during these awkward moments of silence.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry, the 4:30 thing slipped my mind.
Well, that's okay. Anyway, we're gonna let you go. You can. We're gonna go. We got this. We did some Stones. We got some Stones news coming up a little later. We can think about the. Huh?
The wagons.
You're still on the wagon. Bruce wants to know if you're still on the wagon. I know you fell off the other night.
Like you fell
off. Only for two beers.
Only for two beers. That's still on the wagon.
No powder, no night birds.
Nothing's written in stone.
And, you know, any bottle that has the word drinkability on it is hard to pass up, you know?
So true. It's true. Beer.
And not only drinkability, but a smoothness and a drinkability. Well, here's the sound that you know and love.
Right.
But a quote from Joe Queenan's article, Bringing It All Back Home, in the special Top 40 section in this week's Forbes magazine. When not masquerading as a guitar-slinging Tom Joad, Springsteen, that's, you know, the boss, has occasionally been seen pumping iron around Rumson, New Jersey, with fellow mega-millionaire John Mulhern, the risk arbitrager who was arrested for threatening a federal witness widely believed to be Ivan Boesky. Okay. Mulhern, too, was born
Fair
to be
enough.
Wild, says here. Part of Mulhern's job was investing money for corporate raiders, whose exploits have been known to result in a loss of a few thousand jobs here and there. The delicate ironies in all this may have eluded Springsteen. Yeah, there's one of these sort of really cruel thumbnail sketches for, like, U2 and a whole bunch of other people, and a very hard-hitting and extensive article on, like, the economic corporation known as the Rolling Stones.
You know, still, with all that bull, I still think the Stones have... Especially when compared to The Who or any of those bands, the Stones still come up with a sense of dignity, at least.
Oh, sure, especially
they
with
still
all
have
that
a good
merchandise
drummer.
That you can pick up at Macy's, JCPenney, and Marshall Field, where Rolling Stones boutiques will carry the full line, everything from $450 bomber jackets to $5 bandanas, skateboards, two types of Converse high tops, all of which will be stamped with the special Steel Wheels logo.
Can we plug the Wild Girl t-shirt now?
What about the Steel Balls condom line, which is coming out soon?
Is that true?
Can we say that?
Yeah. Well, we did, so let's not worry about it. Oh, so is that the... Oh, and then the Stones Pete Townshend controversy.
Yeah, well...
I know everybody's losing sleep over that.
A couple of, like, weird old English Nances slinging mud at each other. Don't invite Mick Jagger of the Rolling Stones and Pete Townshend of the Who to the same rock concert. Okay, I won't. It started when someone asked Jagger if the Stones decided to tour for money. Quote, no, that's the Who. End quote. He cracked. Now Townsend, at a conference this week in London to hype concert dates, has responded, quote, I can assure you that Mick Jagger needs money more than I do, said Townsend. I know more about his financial situation than he does about mine. His last album was a flop, and you know, if you want to get really bitchy, he's surrounded by a lot of people he presumably loves who also need money.
Yeah, I'll bet he needs
Thank
money.
Thank you for the late-breaking assist, gang.
Anyway, so I don't know. It doesn't really offend me that this... that the Stones are out there making a ton of money. But The Who, that was offensive because they haven't made a good record since 1967.
Yeah, the thumbnail sketch of The Who in the Forbes article is really great.
Yeah.
I can't reach it from here, and I think I've already blown it anyway.
Yeah. Mm. Anyhow, so should we do the Watusi freeze-out that we've been promising everybody?
Can you explain to me what it is before I approve or disapprove?
It's like stuff like that, but with a little more rocking, a whole bunch of it in a
do
row.
Do you actually know the Watusi stuff?
The Watusi?
Yeah.
I'll show you. Watch. I'll do the Watusi and you show everybody the Jotex microphone trick, all right?
Okay.
One, two, three.
Cleedo. Camel Nido.
Magamia, Akamala here. Watuzi, Ayamagaha. Mama, Yama. Akamalaha.
Meanwhile, woof. This is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange. That was it. All right, what did we hear?
Well, now, what was that again?
Counting back from the tail, from the ass to the elbow, we heard Big Walter and his Thunderbirds with Watusi Freeze Part 2. Bob Calloway with Native. Rex Garvin. Second time this show for old Rex. Strange Happenings.
Making a big comeback this afternoon.
And the Saxons with Camel Walk Part 1. And we open up with Big Walter and his Thunderbirds with Watusi Freeze Part 1.
Rather Preston Epps.
Yeah.
Esque. What did you say?
I was grooving.
Yeah, I was getting out of that side myself, definitely.
So, it's on the Merle label out of Faraday, Louisiana, the home of another great Watusi king, Jerry Lee Lewis.
T-L-L.
Yeah.
Rhymes with H-E-L-L.
Okay, let's renounce. Plug all our stupid friends tonight. Oh, let's see what's going on. Okay, every Thursday at the Ludlow Cafe is the world-famous Blue Jays. It's free, and beers are $2. And they'll also be at the Lone Star Monday night. Tonight, over at the Pyramid, Laureus, and Crave. Over at the Wawa Hut, DeWillies. The Senders at the Continental Divide every Monday night. Next Saturday at the...
Court Tavern in New Brunswick, New Jersey.
The A-Bones.
With the Pussy Willows.
With the Pussy Willows. And a week from Tuesday is Hank Ballard and the Midnighters at the Lone Star... Roadhouse, as it's now called, up on 52nd Street.
Leave us not forget a Nebulous A-Bones gig in Portchester, New York, on Thursday night, up against the Blue Jays. I know, but the Portchester thing, I don't think it's really splitting the scene. And we are playing the benefit for the Maxwell's Record Canteen Friday night, folks, along with the Jays. I'm sure some other people that we know. You know, big effing deal, man.
Yeah.
There it
All
is.
Right, let's do one more... One more news report. We got to get the Hillbilly Hangover because it's a good one, and we want to make sure to get it in there. Teacher of the Year busted. This is in Collette County, Georgia. Vicki Sherling, the 1988-89 Teacher of the Year, was fired for immorality by school board officers after her July arrest for growing 22 pot plants. Even though her husband, Michael, admitted the plants were his and that his wife was unaware of the crop and that she never smoked anything.
And they were going to make rope out of it anyway.
Yeah, I don't believe that. By the way, bringing in an estimated $3 billion a year annually, marijuana far surpasses California's second biggest cash crop, milk and cream, by nearly $1 billion. Support the farmers, folks. Do the righteous thing.
Yeah. Peace, brother.
Okay, let's go into our hillbilly hangover. Kick it off today. I love this. I got this at a flea market last
Sunday.
And you'll be glad I did. Don Gibson.
Where is it?
Cassette
number two?
See, one of the Gibson. Here it is. Debbie Gibson's dad.
She told me she loved me. She told me a lie. She said I'd be happy. Then she made me cry. Well, I'm hurting inside. She called me a baby in front of this guy. She was just flirting. I wasn't wise. Now I'm hurting inside. Tell me what's wrong with me. What makes me live in memory? Someday she'll be sorry. Just you wait and see. Someone's gonna hurt her like she hurt me. Then she'll be hurting, hurting inside.
Many of you right now listening to me on these morning and evening broadcasts. And you know you're sick. You know your prostate's infected and diseased. And you know that unless some relief comes to you, that you're going to be in the undertaker's parlor on the old cold slab being embalmed for a funeral. Well, why do you hold back? Why do you twist around the old Kupferberg? Why do you delay longer and take chances when I'm offering you these low rates, this easy work, this lifetime guarantee of service plan? Come at once to the Brinkley Hospitals, Little Rock, Arkansas, before it's everlastingly too late.
Some men drink alcohol. Some men drink juices from the vine. But as for me, I'm very simple. Give me coffee every time. Make it warm and make it sweet. Just the way my life has been. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And let me tell you, you have found yourself a friend. Cincinnati, early in the morning, waiting an old greyhound. Old Macon, Georgia, right around noontime. Bring that coffee pot around. Make it hot, make it now. Put a little cream and sugar in. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. And you have absolutely found yourself a friend. A cup of china, a silver spoon, cream out of a golden can. See that pot? It's percolating. And it's just like music from a band. These old bones, they're tired and weary. But now you can perk them up again. Give me coffee, 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 coffee. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend. Yes, sir, you have found yourself a friend. I guarantee that you have found yourself a friend.
Is a mocker. Strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Here's another one of our newer ones. We promised a couple of boys that, they had a couple of drinks out there. One of them said, "Pass the booze," so we're going to pass the booze right now, Leon. Been with friends all day, it's no good, I'm still lonely. Seems that I just can't forget one and only. There's just one thing left to do if I intend to sleep tonight. Put the bottle on the bar and let me do it upright. Please put the bottle on the bar so I can pet it. And take my address down before I forget it. I've got a feeling someone's gonna have to take me home this time. I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, gone, gone. And I'm alone, so, so alone. And I've got nothing else to lose. So bartender, pass the booze. Oh, buddy. Take me home this time, 'cause I'm gonna sit here till I get her off of my mind. My baby's gone, gone, gone. And I'm alone, so, so alone. And I've got nothing else to lose. No bartender,
here is Brother Allen interrupting this program with a very important bulletin.
This is Brother Allen personally. Numbers of my friends have been calling me inquiring about reports they have heard concerning me that are not true. People, as well as some preachers from pulpits, are announcing that I am dead. Do I sound like a dead man? My friend, I am not even sick. Only a moment ago, I made reservations to fly into our current Kent campaign, where I'll see you there and make the devil a liar.
Too many parties and too many pals will break your heart someday. Too many boyfriends and sociable sounds will drive your sweetheart away. Gentlemen of the jury, the judge's speech began. The scene was a crowded courtroom, and the judge, a stern old man. This prisoner here before you is a social enemy, a lady of the evening, and you know the penalty. Her eyes reflect the nightlife, her cheeks, they're red with paint. But I knew her mother, gentlemen. Why, her mother was a saint. Now I know that she's not like her, and yet she might have been, if it hadn't been for petting parties, cigarettes and gin. We took the nightlife off the streets and brought into our own homes, while girls beat time with lipstick and the shrieks of saxophones. We opened up the underworld to the ones we loved so well. So tell me, gentlemen, is it right to send her to a cell? If she drinks, why, you taught her. And if she smokes, you showed her how. So, gentlemen, do you think it's right to go and condemn her now? And when you're in that jury room, just remember there and then that for every fallen woman, why, there's 100 fallen men. And before you render a verdict on what this girl has done, just remember there's a man to blame, and that man might be your son. Now, gentlemen, that's my story. My testimony stands. This girl is my own daughter, and the case is in your hands. Those Broadway roses and frivolous sounds had too many parties and too many pounds.
Did you ever think how absolutely necessary water is to keep you alive? A man may live without food 40, 60, or even 80 days, but deprive him of water for 5 or 6 days and he'll die a horrible death. The best way to give the system the water it needs is to keep a glass handy constantly. Sip it, but sip lots of it. And that's the way to drink crazy water.
I looked at the clock and it's almost 9. That means it's just about prime time, for I'm going steady with the blues. We quarreled and parted, you walked away. Oh, how I wished I could have made you stay, for I'm going steady with the blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. Baby, please say you'll take me back again, cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in. Honey, I'm going steady with the blues. There ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. So, baby, please say you'll take me back again, cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in. Honey, I'm going steady with the blues.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the ham. That was today's hillbilly hangover. Oh, send that out to the girl in the towel.
There it is, man.
How about
there
it?
There it is. go ahead. Pertaining to playing Thursday night in Portchester, folks, the name of the place apparently is The Beat. The Beat, The Beat, The Beat.
The Beat, The Beat, The Beat.
In Portchester, New York.
All right, that's the A-Bones Thursday night. That was Skeets McDonald going steady with the Blues. Hank Williams, Too Many Parties, Too Many Pals. Ernest Tubb with Pass the Booze. Dave Dudley with Coffee Cubed.
That goes out to Chris T and Chris Cush, Brothers at the Beam.
And we open up with Don Gibson, Hurtin' Inside. Fun with Echo, folks. Uh-huh. Anyway, this is WFMU East Orange. We got no more news. You got news? No.
Nothing I want to share, man.
All right, one last time through the announcements, then we'll get to the rest of the records. Jays at the Ludlow, Thursday. Midnighters, Lone Star, week from Tuesday. Senders, Continental Divide, Monday. Crave with Laurie S. at the Pyramid tonight. DeWillie's a Wawa Hut right across the street with Jenna, the bass battle of Avenue A. Tonight, Carl Perkins at the China Club. The Vernon Green and the Medallions are at... Oh, boy, I lost that one already. Wait, I can find it. Maybe. It's in somewhere in North Bergen, New Jersey. Okay, yeah, this is...
RFD North Bergen?
This is, the UG... What does that stand for? It's like the United Group Harmony Association presents in Schuessen Park Main Hall tonight... Kennedy Boulevard, North Bergen, New Jersey, Vernon Green and the Medallions, Arthur Lee May, the Five Discs, the Admirals, the Sultans, and the Blue Stars. $25
really
to get
that,
in.
Shouldn't we?
201-365-0049. Go out and find out what pismotology means. Anyway, we got some records queued up. This next one, I know we told you it was Michael Jackson and Prince. It's not. It's Patience and Prudence. The only person who correctly identified that was Greg Theakston of the Betty Pages magazine. So if anybody's got any pictures of Patience and Prudence in bondage, we can probably get them in the next issue of the Betty Pages.
Does that constitute a plug, by the way, though? I mean, they've got that weird... Greg's got that kind of... that no bondage in the Betty Pages thing, which makes very little sense to me.
There's some bondage in there.
He's starting to...
Yeah, but, you know, I think Patience and Prudence in bondage might push him to a little bolder direction, maybe. Yeah. Or maybe right
Jesse
into a cell.
Jesse Helms sick all over him. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, here we go.
We can sing a melody that's pretty. Of a rock and composition, but we are up a tree and can't ignore it. You see, we haven't got the voices for it. It's awful sad, sad news. We can't sing with a man blue.
What is this?
Hey, trumpet ears, come here. Did I tell you I wanted any horn blowers?
Well, no, but...
No, sir.
Well, you said you wanted a full band.
Yeah, that's right. I said I wanted a full band, but not a band full of corn. Now get them horn blowers out of here. All right.
And right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Anybody can be wrong once. It's bad to happen twice. About to get the feeling. Don't want to share my life, but I'm gonna try. One more time. Oh, I believe there's someone for me on the line. First I call it a mistake, 'cause I was only a child. The second time it happens, I was over 25, but I'm gonna try. Yeah, one more time. Oh, I believe there's someone for me on a divine. Oh, yeah. Ah, sugar. Listen, son, don't let your past get you down. How late in the future, keep your head up off the ground. Oh, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna try it one more time. Oh, I believe there's someone for me on up the line. Just one more time. I'm gonna try. Just a one more time. Just a one more, just a one more time.
Ooh, baby.
Major screw up, but you know, it is a whole new board. Life this way.
Now, when I woke up this morning, baby, you were sitting out on the side of my bed. You said you were gonna leave me. And this is what I said. I said, I know I can't stop you from leaving me when you wanna go. But honey, before you go, it's high time you should know. One month you can't stop the show. One month you can't stop the show. Oh yeah. One monkey can't stop the show. 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 You're gonna leave. Go down, baby, and go. I said go. One monkey can't stop the show. One monkey can't stop the show.
And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
The fire of love is burning deep. The fire of love won't let me sleep. Oh, my love, hear this my plea. Because of you, it's burning me. The sun beats down with its fiery glow. Knows I won't see my love no more. I'm sorry for the things I've done. Forgive me, dear, my only one. My baby's back. Once more, she's mine to have and hold till end of time. The moon shines down. Above is light to cool the fire of love. The fire of love. The fire of love.
Live fast.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. Okay, this is the Hound. Meanwhile, I think that just about wraps it up. Oh, we really screwed up the mood of the ending of that, but sorry. Shoot me. Fire me. Go ahead. Jody Reynolds, Fire of Love. Billy Lamont, I'm Gonna Try. Patience and Prudence, We Can't Sing Rhythm and Blues. Roy Hall, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. The Ray Marks Backfire. I don't remember the order those were in.
Yeah, no, that was an interesting rearrangement of the program order.
Of everything. Anyway.
Let's get out of here.
Yeah, Wild Girl is in for Laurie S.